just was just water, like buckets of water just coming out. And it washed the road out. And when it rained over, the county would come and dump a little bit of dirt, a little bit of shale, a little bit of, you know. Get the road back in shape again. And I've seen the time from just beyond my house to the trim dock down there. You couldn't go down there with a car. I mean, if you didn't have your big truck or something, or had something to pull you out when you get in, you mm-hmm. didn't go down there. Mm-hmm. It was just impassable. But then again, it was days when it was ran like the devil in the summertime and washed the roads out, and it was boggy always for some reason or another beyond my house down towards the dock. Mm-hmm. And there were times when the tide would even cover the road.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that, but it haven't. Since they built it up and paved it, it doesn't. I've seen it over the road further down towards the shrimp dock, but I've never seen it in this area. I haven't seen it in this area lately.
Unless you had a hurricane or something.
Well, even when a hurricane was on the coast, it didn't cover the road down here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, water came up in the yard out there, but right on the edge of my yard. It was, within 6 feet of the house. But then again, it was on that side next to the marsh. The house is built up like 16 inches off the ground. So even though it was 6 feet from the house, it would have to come up another 16 inches to get to it, do any damage, or maybe higher.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I've never seen it. It'll be over the road. It'll cover the entire road if it comes that high. Because actually, this house looked like it just sitting down on the ground. But I mean, it wasn't built like that. It's up 2 feet. I had to put some field dirt in here.
Uh-huh.
And it just looked like it's sitting flat. It's supposed to be up that high off the ground all the way around.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
I had to build up so much I probably didn't have to build up as much as I did, but I did.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked like it's just sitting flat, built flat on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
But on the blueprint, you show like two or three steps, or two steps at least, coming up to the house.
Mm-hmm.
Now on this side here, next to the marsh, I have two steps that I didn't put any field dirt on this end. Coming into my den,
right,
I have two steps.
Uh-huh.
And that's the way the whole house is supposed to look.
Yeah. It's built up.
So I spent $400 on field dirt to put in.
Yeah. Go ahead.
The tide has never come up high enough to cause me any damage.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it didn't even touch the house, but I say it came about on that low end now over next to the marsh where there is no field dirt. I didn't put any. It would come up and it'll drain, you know, just wouldn't be an inch of water there within 6 feet of the house. And I've never had any problems.
Yeah.
But this road, I'll tell you, it has. I've seen the days that you wouldn't want to go down there. I've seen the time when fellas would try to go through with a car, and they had to call someone with a wrecker or either a Jeep, four-wheel drive Jeep. In fact, the first time I realized how much power a Jeep had, it was right down this road. A guy from Darien came out, and he bogged. He had a little 49 or 51 Ford or something. And he was trying to go to that dog, and he bogged that thing down. And he came, I don't really call, or went back to Darien and got his grandfather's Jeep. And he towed that car through that bog and back through with that four-wheel drive. And I said, Lord, I didn't realize they had that kind of car. That's right. But the Jeep had all four wheels pulling at the same time.
Yeah.
And it made a difference.
Mm-hmm.